Even after a week of news coverage, the scale of the disaster in the Indian Ocean is hard to comprehend. For most of us, towering waves and floods exist only in myth. Noah's Ark, for instance, a story that describes not only disaster, but rebirth. Many cultures and religions have flood myths, stories that provide a way of understanding and sometimes justifying catastrophe. In India, there's the well-known story of Manu and the fish, passed down for nearly 3,000 years. Wendy Doniger studies Hindu mythology at the University of Chicago. She reads the story translated from Sanskrit.
In the morning, they brought Manu water for ablutions, just as they bring it for washing the hands. As he was washing, a fish came into his hands and said, "Care for me, and I will save you." "From what will you save me?" said Manu. "A flood will carry away all these creatures," said the fish. "I will save you from it." "How should you be cared for?" asked Manu. "As long as we are tiny," said the fish, "our destruction is great, for fish swallows fish. Care for me at first in a pot, and when I outgrow that, dig a trench and care for me in that. And when I outgrow that, then take me down to the ocean, for then I will be beyond destruction." The fish grew steadily into a jahasha, the biggest of all fish. It said, "In a certain year the flood will come. Then you will build a ship and come to me, and when the flood has risen, you will enter the ship, and I will save you from the flood." Manu cared for it in this way and carried it down to the ocean. And in the very year which the fish had indicated, Manu built a ship and came to the fish, and when the flood had risen, Manu entered the ship. The fish swam up to him, and Manu fastened the rope of the ship to the horn of the fish, and with it he sailed through to the northern mountain. "I have saved you," said the fish. "Fasten the ship to a tree, but do not let the water cut you off when you are on the mountain. As the water subsides, keep following it down." And Manu kept following it down in this way, and so that slope of the northern mountain is known as Manu's descent. The flood swept away all other creatures, and Manu alone remained here.
Wendy Doniger reading the myth of Manu and the fish.